Beast OCR proudly presents BeastNet Podcast, sponsored in part by GH Under's Performance Base Layers and supported by the OCR community. Here we discuss all things OCR related. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody, this is Mike here with BeastNet. Just kind of wanted to give you a heads up. This is a different type of episode. We recorded a live AMA for Beast OCR yesterday, August 12th. And I recorded the audio. There are a few glitches. This is a new thing that we're trying out. Let me know what you thought of it, how it worked, anything that we can do different. And yeah, it's a great AMA. It talks about where Beast is going, kind of the different leadership changes, that kind of stuff. And yeah, so take a listen, enjoy, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, Beasts. How are you all doing today? Man. What a weekend. What an amazing race down in Washougal. That was pretty incredible. Some really amazing people, amazing course. The hurricane heat was phenomenal. Really, really beautiful event. So glad to have you. Happy that you were a part of it and happy that we got to spend some time together. Really fun experience. And I hope you guys not only just had a great race, but you got to meet some new beasts that maybe you haven't met before. Or maybe, maybe you've talked before online and maybe you just haven't been able to go and race with folks or participate with them. So I just want to say thank you. So many people really mentioned that they were impressed or just excited to be around not just beasts and amazing folks, but really feel like they were a part of something bigger, and you really made them feel welcome. So thank you so much. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to do some live announcements and an AMA, and we're going to do it with picture in picture. So we're going to have some of the other beasts coming in live here just in the interview screen up here in this corner, and you can talk about a couple different things because we want to make sure you know the faces of who's doing stuff behind the scenes. Maybe you didn't know, and also who's driving stuff. So when we get together, we planning events, when we're doing something, you know, who's in the background doing cool stuff. Hey guys, how are you? Good morning. Hope you guys all got home safe. It was a it was a little bit of a drive. And, for some of us, and, I got in at like 2:40 in the morning. So hey, there you go. All right. So I hit the right button. So if you guys don't know Lorenzo, he's an amazing dude. He's our state director for Oregon, and he's charged with helping develop the...
Hey, Lorenzo.
A little loud where we're at right now.
These guys are getting breakfast right now, so you might have to listen. So, can you two troublemakers introduce yourself and then give us a Portland race recap?
Okay, all right. So there's a little bit of a delay we're experiencing. Yeah. Can you hear me on that one?
Pretty tough to hear.
You good with the delay?
Should we step outside?
We've been out there forever.
Go get some bacon for me. All right, so I think there's some outside here.
I'm going to step outside briefly. Yeah, we're going to step outside real quick.
Okay, I'm on the wrong
side.
Look at that beautiful
thing. That's what it was. Give me
1 second. Sorry, guys. Can somebody do my job for me?
Test for a minute. And butts. What a creeper.
Really sorry about that. We're in a really crowded breakfast, all of us. So yeah, good morning, beasts. I again apologize for the little bit of loud noises in there.
What up, man?
Not much.
All good, thank you. No, beef breakfast. So if you can give us a quick introduction of who you are, kind of what you're doing with Beasts, and then give us a recap of the Portland Sprint yesterday.
Well, my name's Lorenzo. I am the Oregon director, or Oregon team captain, as I kind of like to call myself. I think it's a little easier on the ears.
Yeah.
And then what I do for Beasts, I don't know. I just kind of, I'm out here, I'm doing my thing, and I'm very passionate about what we do, and I support everybody in Beasts, and whatever you guys want to do, I facilitate wherever I can and assist with everything. And yeah, that's who I am. And here's Zane.
Hey, what am I supposed to, what are we talking about? I just got outside.
We're just kind of introduction right now.
Oh, okay. I'm Zane. I'm the VP of BCSDR now. I don't know what, I'm a man.
I don't know if you're a man either.
what else am I saying? Yeah, much like Lorenzo, I'm just very passionate about what we do, passionate about the team, helping everybody grow and learn and kind of take the journey together, even though we're all on different pages maybe sometimes. We're all on the same journey of fitness and self-growth and yeah, I enjoy this stuff.
Yeah, and it was your birthday yesterday.
Twas my birthday. Yeah,
it was a great birthday.
It was a great day. How could you beat Spartan Race on your birthday? It was pretty phenomenal.
And
everybody was forced to show up and hang out with me.
That's a good way to celebrate.
So yeah, recap on really yesterday's race. Now, what an event! This is my third year doing it, and it's just gotten better and better every year. Yeah, this was a good one. New venue, like area kind of. So we went a different route through the course. We went over a different parts of the course that we haven't been through before. The festival area was different in the venue. Yeah, just an overall awesome course. Real fast, a little shorter than the last 2 years that I've done it. But yeah, overall, I think the course was perfect.
Yeah, I agree. I truly appreciated the new changes, the new route patterns. We actually utilized some fresh area that we hadn't been on before in the last 7 years of doing that race at Washougal. So it was nice to get a fresh little change there. I didn't really recognize a whole lot of the course, maybe a third of it. I kind of thought personally that some of the obstacles were lacking in a certain area. It felt like there was a good 3/4 mile run through the woods where there was no obstacles.
Yeah.
That kind of bummed me out. Other than that, really fast course. Another great Washougal, man. It's hard to dislike Washougal.
And on that note, yeah, too, I think I might be missing somebody, I don't know, but we had five members of our team podium yesterday in our age groups. And so shout outs go out to them. We had Jenna in the age 30 to 39 female. She took second place. We had Fontaine. She took first place in her age group. I want to say 18 to 25 is that age group. Then we had Ty Collins, 50 to 59. He placed second. I took first in 30 to 39. All right, that's fair. And then Michael, I want to say Fling. He was second in my age group, and we were battling it out right there at the end. So that was, we had some strong racers, and like Zane said, yeah, we were lacking in the obstacles, but it was a fast course, which usually I'm not much for fast courses, but kind of went into Washougal hoping for, or training for the speed. So yeah, I mean, a lot of us, we picked it up, and we took home some bling with us yesterday. So that was really nice.
Oh yeah.
And on that note too, we've got some of our elite racers. Ryan Paulin, he got fifth yesterday in the elites. I think Taylor Overmiller got 11th, if I remember right, or 10th. 10th or 11th.
9th.
Or 9th, yeah.
I think he took 9th.
Yeah. Not 100% on that one, which is my fault. His wife, Tasha, I think, was 11th. 11th.
Patrick took fourth in age group. So, yeah, everybody's been making some pretty phenomenal achievements.
Yeah,
it's really cool to see everybody grow.
You know, we are, you know, biggest team in the Pacific Northwest, and then we've also got the fastest team, I think.
The coolest team.
The best looking team.
Best drinking team.
Yeah, we're on it, man. We're bringing home the bling.
Plus, we had a wedding. I mean, we had a freaking wedding at a Spartan race. How phenomenal is that? Congratulations to Kim and Nick. That was awesome.
Definitely.
I myself had a birthday. It was Nick's birthday as well. It was a pretty intense day. There was a lot going on. It was awesome.
And it's like an anniversary race, too. A lot of people's first time for Spartan race.
Dana's 100th race. Yeah,
Dana, yeah.
Forget about that.
Let's go over this. We're in the parking lot here. Yeah, Dana's 100th OCR.
Yeah, congratulations to Dana on that.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was a really cool day.
Yeah,
really cool.
Yeah, it was an amazing race. It really reminded me of just why we do what we do and who we are.
Yeah.
Just the attitude out there, seeing beasts. I mean, I lost count of the times that I saw beasts on the course helping other beasts or just encouraging them. And we actually had, there was a staff member that, when I was in that little green suit, they stopped and they're like, "You're part of that beast team." And I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "One of the guys just came through and he was just encouraging this gal that was scared." And it was really cool.
I love
it. Tell them that they're cool. And it's just really amazing hearing about beasts doing things.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Chris.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love how supportive our group is. Every single member has just been amazing. And it's nice to see that everybody is so supportive and help grow, even people that are outside of our team, just random strangers on the course. And that's what's going to continue to build the community and help promote not only our team, but a positive environment throughout OCR.
I totally agree. Okay. Hey, thanks for stopping in the parking lot, guys. I think real quick, we're going to move over to the Beast Preview and the BeastNet podcast with Mike and Mike and Amy. And we're going to circle back to leadership here in a minute.
Sweet, man. We'll be around. We'll be on the little thing. If we need to step out, we can. Let me inhale some grub real quick.
I got some killer corned beef hash I'm about to destroy.
Oh, and David Robertson, thank you so much. Grant McCready. Took third place in age group yesterday, seconds ahead of Patrick.
Sweet, yeah.
Hey, good job, Grant. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know I was going to miss a couple of people, and it's just we've got so much new talent on the team and people coming up. Like,
oh my God, yeah, so many top tens and podium finishes, just insane.
Yeah,
congratulations to everybody.
Yeah, hard work.
And Laura Bress brought up something cool. We had the original Beastmaster out yesterday.
Yeah, saw that.
He lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, Drew
and just looked super good. He was smiled like ear to ear the whole time. I don't think anybody could shoot so hard.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it was great seeing Drew.
All right, thanks.
I don't think some of us had seen Drew since the Christmas party. So
last time I saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making a comeback. I love it.
Oh, yeah. All
right, guys, thank you so much. I'll see the two of you here in just a second. And we're going to bring Mike and Amy on.
Sweet.
Thanks. If you guys are liking this new format so far. Really it's just about making bringing all of the folks that are a part of this and make sure you know their faces and who they are. So this is Mike James and Amy Culver. How's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yep.
it'll be better after this coffee.
There he went.
Yeah, the original beast service dog is here as well.
He's around here somewhere.
Oh, introduce us real quick. Can you show us?
He's around here somewhere. Come here.
Come here, Chibi.
Come here, baby. There he is.
Yeah. Hi, Chibi.
You can really see a snout. He did his very first Spartan race yesterday with Mike and Jody and my son.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. Boss. How'd Chibi do?
He was a good puppy. So.
That's so cool. Well, you guys mind introducing who you are, you know, when you kind of came into Beasts, and then we'll dive into the Seattle Beast Preview.
Well, I'm Amy, and I'm one of the co-directors for the Washington area, along with Mike here. And, you know, we're pretty excited. We're new as the directors for Washington State, and we're working on creating or coming up with some really exciting stuff for the Washington State Beasts and figuring out, you know, like where we want to go with things. I have been a member of Beast OCR since February 2015. And so one of the OGs, and been doing races since 2014. You got a great look on your face, Adam. It froze for a while. Anyway, so that's me for a moment, and I'll let Mike introduce himself.
Oh, yeah, Mike, she's had one of the co-directors of Washington. I also am the pretty Mike on the podcast. I don't know what else to really say. Most of you guys know me. You've heard on the podcast. I joined in April, May of 2015, right before the Founders Beast, which was my first beast, my first Spartan race. And I'm glad to be here with everyone. And Alex, to your answer, my hand still works. It's a little sore, but it'll be fine, I hope.
Hey, there you go.
Hi, Jay.
Well, thanks for, what's up, Joe? Hey, thanks for spending some time with us, guys. This is actually, I'm really excited about this. It's pretty cool. Would you guys mind covering kind of what's kind of up with the Seattle Beast and then diving into BeastNet for a minute?
Well, the Seattle Beast is the weekend of September 8th and 9th, with the Beast being on September 8th, Saturday, and the sprint will be Sunday, September 9th. And looking, I believe we're pretty well on track for being biggest team again.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so if you haven't registered for it yet, make sure you register and join the team, help build up those numbers, increase the benefits for the biggest team tent. And also, if you've already registered, but you are new to the team and you haven't registered or you didn't register under a team, go ahead and I think you can do it through ChronoTrack. You can edit your registration and sign up under the Beast OCR team.
Yeah, there's great perks to come with the biggest team. You get to, you know, spectator pass, you get a few other things, free bag check. So yeah, definitely get with the team and, you know, sign up that way.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at, so we took biggest team yesterday.
Yeah.
That's the eighth biggest team that we've taken this year.
This year? That's awesome.
Yeah. And 18th overall. So if we win the Beast and the Sprint, that'll put us at 10 for this year and 20 total.
That's awesome.
So good job, guys. That's crazy.
It is. And the Seattle Beast, the one thing too is, and I hate to say it, but, you know, and the second I say this, you know, our friend, you know, will make it 10 times worse than it normally is, but you all know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But the Seattle Beast generally is actually one of the best beasts to start with.
Agreed.
Because it's flat. Yep. It's not as hilly. It's not Montana crazy. It's not Hawaii crazy. It's a nice flat course. Most people actually get better times on the Beast than they did in the Super in April because it's dry and you're not swimming through the obstacles. So.
Yeah.
You get to see all the damage that everyone created in April. And it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's a good one to do. I mean, it's one of my favorites because, like I said, it is actually an easier one. And you can have fun and do the you know, still finish in a decent time. You're not out there for 13 hours. Not that any of us have ever done that.
No, never.
I have no idea who would do that.
No. My first Beast wasn't 10 and a half hours, and I didn't want to cry afterwards.
No, my first Beast, I cried like a baby multiple times.
Still do. Joe says it's going to be his first Beast. Joe, that's awesome, man.
It is.
It'll be a good time.
Oh, you're going to have a blast, Joe.
It is. They do a good job. I'm sure we'll go up and down one hill 17 times.
And Laura, and then... I have shed so many tears with you on that, especially in Montana.
Yeah. So what we're saying is Montana's one you definitely want to do.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a beautiful course, but you're going to cry. At least once when you cross the finish line.
Just once. Yeah. So, Mike, I think you're recording this right now, right?
I am, but I may have to go back and re-record it from... because it was kind of glitchy in the beginning, so I'll have to figure it out. But my plan is, is I want to have one way or another, I'm going to have a recording of this that's going to go become the podcast for tomorrow. That'll go up tomorrow morning as a podcast for, which, just so people know, tomorrow's podcast is episode number 49. So episode 50 will be next week, and I have a special, special one in mind for that. So look forward to it.
Heck yeah. I'm excited, man. Yeah. If you guys don't know, Mike here has been doing the BeastNet podcast since November.
I think it was November was when we did the first one with Adam or Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been a wild ride, man. You have busted your butt. You've, reminded me that I forgot to get you something 10 times but in all seriousness, you put in a ton of hours. Going and interviewing people, talking to people, hearing their story, kind of sharing your vision of where you want it to go. You want to chat about BeastNet for a minute and kind of where you want to go with BeastNet?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it started off and I've done a lot of, I mean, anyone who's listened, I do a lot of episodes of kind of, I love to hear stories. I love to hear that story of, I was a bigger guy, I lost a bunch of weight, now I'm doing this. Or, you know, we've talked to people who are basically alcoholics and stuff like that, who quit drinking or quit doing drugs, and now they're one of the, you know, elite racers and coming in the top 10 in their age group and stuff like that. I mean, I love those kind of stories. I just love to hear a story of people overcoming adversity. And I've been reminded multiple times that and it sounds bad, but sometimes you see someone and you know they've been athletic their whole life and you're like, well, they don't have anything. But you learn that you're wrong. I've talked to people who will admit they've been an athlete since the day they were born, but they still have adversity that you don't think about until you sit down and talk to them. Yeah. And they're great stories. Most of them are that way. I've been trying to lean a little more towards doing Q&A episodes as well. And talking to, we did our first one recently with Janelle, which was a great Q&A episode. Cool. About, you know, we talked about ankle injuries and icing and stuff like that. And I want to do more with her. We'll probably have one with her every once in a while. I want to work with some of the other members that we have. We have so many people in Beast with such great stories, plus also great knowledge that we can pull from to have fun Q&A episodes and have people learn different things, you know, what to do, how to train better, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, sorry, I'm doing things as they pop up too. But it's just fun to talk to everyone. And, you know, I also want to start getting to a point where we're helping in ways too. Hey, you know, the Q&A with Janelle, like, you know, we had a bunch of people on the Beast, because BeastNet now has its own Facebook page. So if you don't like it, like that page, and that's where the Q&As will be. Most time I share everything in Beast OCR too, but that way it kind of has its own thing, and we can, you know, I'll post the Q&A questions there. And then I'll have people just ask questions, say, hey, this is going to be, we're going to do a Q&A with, you know, so-and-so, and it's going to be about this. Ask your questions about it, you know, and we'll answer them on the episode. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. So, and it's something that we want to do more. I also want, if anyone has suggestions on what an episode they want to hear, send me a message on the Facebook page or, you know, any of that stuff, or just text me or whatever, or send me a message. And well, you know, I want to, it's for you guys. I love doing it, but the BeastNet's for you. So let me know what you guys want.
Thanks, man. That's really cool. And you've been doing a good job with it. Thank you. And it's on Spotify now.
Yep. I finally got it on Spotify. Cool. That was a process. It took 4 months to get them to finally approve it and put it on there. So, but it's finally there. So Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and then Podomatic. Yeah.
So like five things.
Stitcher. I forgot Stitcher. So yeah, Stitcher too. So.
Stitcher, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Hey, thanks for putting in the work to that. That's really cool. And I know a lot of people really enjoyed it. I eat up podcasts. I think I'd listen to two episodes of something every day, especially during the work week. So hearing our own team and learning more about our team and what people are doing is really, really cool. And it's just, I don't know, it makes it feels a little bit more like family to me. So thank you for putting in the work. I really appreciate it.
It's a blast. I mean, it's fun. Just getting to know, and great stories too. Like I just did the one with Zane about Iron Man and the insanity that he went through to finish that. I mean, if you haven't listened to that episode or know that story, you need to listen to that episode, because Zane is a beast. I mean, I would have quit way before 10 miles pushing his bike. There's no way. I don't think I could have done it.
That's insane.
And the fact that he
Zane, you're the man.
Kept doing it, just it was amazing. So,
yeah. Let's dive into leadership real quick. I want to review some leadership positions, and I'll start with you guys, and then I'll mm-hmm. bring in Zane and Lorenzo real quick after that. So, kind of from the top down, guys, so you've got my obnoxious self and Zane's obnoxious self, and we'll go wherever and, you know, be obnoxious and annoying and be squeaky wheels. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, right? But something I really want to call to attention is this kind of state team captain, state director role that we started with Lorenzo, and we've branched out a little bit. And the reason is these roles, we kind of see overall, we need some kind of strategy to help develop what we need for each state and then each sub-region with state. You know, so Oregon right now, we've got a huge presence up north. And then, you know, as we get down to Salem and Eugene, we have a bunch of beasts. And then, you know, Idaho, we have a huge concentration in the greater Boise area. And then Washington, we're everywhere. Mm-hmm. But we really are. Yeah. And I think part of this idea was, you know, let's have somebody who kind of are focused on overall, like, how do we grow the team in the right ways? How do we support the team in the right way? What does one region need, or we need to fix or adjust or what have you? So Mike and Amy here are leading the charge for Washington. So they'll be working with the guys that are doing our B-Squads, myself, some of the other leadership folks, and just looking for ways to be better teammates, better supports for people. And so thanks, Mike and Amy. I really appreciate you guys jumping in here. That's huge.
The big thing is, I've been talking about with Washington. Washington's so big, and we have so many members. It is the big thing is, you know, we have so many members in so many different areas, and we've broken. You know, it's already started to kind of be broken up in Washington, where you have the B squads all over the place. But it's kind of one of the things we've talked about in the leadership group, and you know, me and Amy have talked about that. We think it would be Washington really almost needs to be like four different groups.
Minimum. Between at least four or five. You know, and we were even, you know, thinking, you know, because we want one like for the Olympic Peninsula, because it's great where everything is going on in, you know, like the greater Seattle area, you know, Kent, the workouts that Ron Brothers has been helping out with or doing and organizing there. And, you know, the hikes that Nick is doing up north, you know, and the workouts. You know, but then we have a bunch of people that are out on the peninsula that aren't going to come out. You know, it's a lot harder, and it's a long drive. It's a long trip to come out and try and do things like that. So we want to start identifying areas within the state that are being underserved and, you know, and getting people to feel more included. And, you know, even if that means, you know, organizing, you know, additional hikes that are maybe out on the peninsula and working with Nick on some of these and, you know, and hikes down south and, you know, and finding if there's people, you know, in eastern or central Washington that want to get involved and maybe start organizing things within their region, because we do realize Washington is a big state. I mean, granted, not as big as some of the other states within our country, but it's a big state and there are a lot of different regions that we really need you know, in order for everyone to feel included and, you know, part of the team. We really want to do that because that's what this team was founded on. It was founded on everyone coming together, working together. And we used to have workouts, you know, that were all over the place. And we'd like to start seeing, you know, some of that, whether it's, you know, team workouts or, you know, where 5 or 6, 10, whatever people get together, or if it's hikes, whatever, you know. And so we want to get as inclusive with as many other people.
I mean, bring in, like she said, the areas, look at the areas that aren't being serviced, you know, that we feel, you know, like right now, you know, she mentioned Nick, we got Virginia, we got Jessica all up north, and we're all the way up to Bellingham. I mean,
hey, Ted's moving to the peninsula.
Ted's moving to the peninsula. There you go. We're all set. Just get over there, Ted.
Yeah, no excuses, Ted.
Yeah, exactly. But so, I mean, we got the north, you know, we have a really good foundation up north. you know, we've got, you know, the Kent, we got Ron. Most of us live in the Seattle Kent kind of area, you know, but even really, I mean, we don't cover Tacoma a whole lot either. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, we do have Kent is doing, I know Ron is going down to Tacoma to do that one, but we don't have a Tacoma, Olympia.
Well, and I live in Olympia, so
and you live in Tacoma
I
now,
live south. And, you know, so, and I'm going to be moving out to the peninsula eventually as well. So
I think we just need to kind of look at some of those areas and maybe get some more in, like, the Tacoma area, Olympia, you know, the peninsula. Start doing more and bringing everybody into it, you know, where, I mean, I don't go to a lot of them because I have a very busy lifestyle. I'm crazy. But,
figuratively and literally.
Yeah. So a lot of times I don't get out to them because I have a lot of things planned. But I think if some of them were closer to me, I might. You know, I'd be more likely to go out to, like, somewhere in Tacoma or, you know, Puyallup where I live, you know, stuff like that. But just, And
Laura,
I just want to look at those areas.
I miss you.
I mean, think about it. We had 169 beasts that, and that doesn't count. I know there were some that weren't listed on the team that were there. But we had 169 beasts registered yesterday at the Washougal Sprint. We have a lot of beasts in Washington. Yeah. I mean, a lot of Oregon came up there too, but I mean, we have a lot of beasts, and I think we can just, we just need to be able to look at those areas and find ways to service everybody and make sure everybody's included.
Yeah. So. And to your point, and to Laura, to her point too, so we took the Seattle Beast Wad this month and we bumped it down to Tacoma. Granted, some folks are going to be down in Hawaii. But for the folks that aren't in Hawaii, let's try it out. And I mean, I think part of that, I know, gosh, Mike, how dare you go to Hawaii without me? But no, I think you hit the nail on the head. Is part of the reasons that we had Beast Wads is going back to our original heritage, that it was a group of people that got together to train and have relationships and just be better and prepare for OCR. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they can lift 20 more pounds. That means they've got somebody running with them that's got their back, or, you know, they know, like, hey man, my car tire exploded and I need a ride. All right, I got you, right? And so I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, I'm really excited to have you guys aboard, is helping figure out where we need to go better. So yeah, I agree. We got to have stuff in the Tacoma Olympia area. We got to have stuff in the peninsula area. So how do we get there? And I'm really excited to see that, because, you know, really with these beast wads, the idea is not just a free and fun workout that we provide, just not just the beast public, but have a place that you know in your local area, local-ish area, right, where you don't have to drive an hour to 2 hours or 3 hours, and that it's people that live semi-close to you that you can make friends with, get to know your local beasts, and ultimately have relationships with and somebody to train with. And maybe if it's a, hey, what are you doing? Anybody want to go for a quick run? I'm in this area. Maybe you've got three or four people that you know now. And that's kind of ultimately, I think that would be success, is having that small team, small community feel with the big team.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we've really thought a lot about with Washington and kind of what needs to happen there. And I mean, you know, like I said, we got people in all the areas. And I think, like you kind of mentioned, was if we get those beast workouts, I think it'll help people know who's in their area. I mean, I've met people that are like, hey, I'm from Puyallup, and I'm like, really? So am I. How do we not know this? You know, and it's kind of just one
you
of
live
those,
down the street from me? What?
Yeah, you live right down the street from me. And I mean, I think we're going to run into that more often, is all of a sudden we like put one out on the peninsula and say, hey, we're going to do one out here in Grays Harbor, and you get all these people, and you know, you've got Audra and you've got Lisa and all those people already out there. And they're going to meet people and they're going to be like, oh, I didn't realize you guys lived 20 minutes from me. Let's start doing this. And I think we'll start getting more and more active members in those areas that we don't have, because they don't realize that, hey, there's other members right here next to me. So
that's exactly what we're trying to encourage, is, you know, encourage the relationship building and getting people to realize, it's like, oh, I'm not alone in this town. I'm not the only beast. I'm always amazed when I find out, it's like, oh, you live in Olympia too? Because it's like, I've been thinking, it's like, you know, there's only maybe literally a handful, five, you know, that live in Olympia. But then I see people and I'm like, oh, you live there too. Oh, cool. And people that live out in Shelton and, you know, and other places on the peninsula, you know, whether it be out towards, you know, Grays Harbor County, up towards Sequim, Port Angeles, Gig Harbor, you know, there's so many different places and there's so many, you know, things to do. And it's like, you don't realize until, you know, we really start kind of engaging people.
Yeah.
That's a good point. You know, I think ultimately, right, if I think part of that success is when you have something that somebody knows they can go and be involved and be engaged, they also have more support, more reasons to keep going, right? So it's so easy sometimes to go into a race and be like, oh man, I didn't train, I wasn't motivated, or maybe I'm not going to do it. And it's easier when we as a group be like, come on, man, you did this, or you like, let's go train, or let's go on a hike, or let's go pick up some heavy stuff, or you know what, hey man, you've been excited to do this race, don't back out of it. And you have, you know, more of that support system, and I think that'll come.
yes, Laura.
Laura said something about you can break in your new OCR shoes too, so she's right.
It's a way to test them, see if you like them.
yeah. Laura's all over it this morning, and I love it.
She is.
I miss you, Laura.
It's been too long.
But I think it's going to be I think it's going to be a good thing. I think a lot of the changes are going to come to Washington, and I think Washington's going to be good. You know,
we're going to make it great.
Gonna explode.
Yep.
We're going to make it great.
Yeah, we're going to make Need Washington great
Thank
again.
You guys.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Stop it. All right. So I'm going to switch gears here in just a minute. I'm going to go back over to Zane and Lorenzo and those, you know, bacon-eating troublemakers. Any other thoughts here on Washington, what's next, BeastNet, et cetera?
Not that I can think of. I mean, and I do agree with you, Amy, that, yes, Washington has always been awesome, but we were kidding. But,
yeah.
It's – like I said, it's just there's a lot of things we want to do. We want to make it so that, you know, everyone feels involved, and that's just kind of the big key here is, you know, make sure everyone's involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's left out. You don't get, you know, anybody
leave no beast behind.
Yeah, no beast left behind. That's honestly sometimes that's why I end up being the last one finishing on some of these races is because there's no beast left behind. So we make sure everybody finishes these races and everything else. So, and that's kind of how we want to do, you know. The beast when we're in Washington, no beast left behind. We want to make sure everyone's included and do the best we can.
Yeah. No, and no worries, Amy. You're good.
No, I'm just trying to read. I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, you're talking about the other Amy.
Oh, that one. Okay.
I know. Squint.
Amy Hintzman.
Oh, got it.
Hintzman, yeah.
Squint deep.
Balls Squint deep.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mike and Amy. Yeah. Really appreciate your time. I'm going to be back over to Lorenzo and Zane and those bacon-eating trouble breakfast makers.
We'll right.
Thanks again, guys.
Later.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
We'll talk to you soon. And if you're listening, don't forget tomorrow there's a BeastNet number 49, and next week is the 50th special episode. And I can't wait to see what Mike's got in store.
All right.
Cool. Thanks, Mike and Amy. I'm gonna switch over.
Yep. Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsor.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need. Whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors, if you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
And we're back.
All right. Let's see if this nerdy Adam dude can make technology happen. You guys are like format. Oh, my God. What's up, man?
Hey. I thought you were coming.
Hey. You did. You literally. Oh. Hey, so that's Jenna. And is that Jess? She's hiding. Well, hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. What's up, Jess?
Hi, Adam.
So,
hi.
That much so, awesome that I just showed can't be contained in one video shot.
No, can't.
It wouldn't. Your computers or phones would lag, and may most likely the battery would be gone. I mean, I can't fit all that in one screen.
No, you can't. The screen would explode. There's just too many great people.
Surround yourself with greatness. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I try.
So, can you do me a favor? Can you grab our Idaho ladies there?
I will grab the Idaho ladies. Sure. Where?
I mean, don't physically grab them unless they want to.
There you go.
Hey, Adam.
What up, guys?
Hey.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How about you?
Good.
Would you grab?
You know, hanging out.
Yeah,
I'll grab. So, I'm sure you maybe heard a minute ago, we were talking about you guys and Idaho just being general, a pretty amazing place. There's a lot of cool people in the greater Boise area. And for those that are watching, we asked Jenna to kind of step up, and she's, I don't know why she's agreeing to even listen to us, but help kind of spur some of that Idaho growth. And she's got some amazing people in Idaho, like Ted and Jessica, Leo and Albert, that are all different paths. Really ladies are, and think of our Idaho.
You broke up a little bit there, Adam. What did you say?
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, tell us about Idaho and where do you think Idaho's going as far as beasts?
Oh, excellent. We're getting more and more members, especially with Albert allowing us and doing those Boise workouts, that Idaho Movement Academy. He's got quite a few people that come there and really publicizing it. We're hoping maybe the workout this month, we're going to try and maybe do a trail run before it, or get out into the foothills. We got some pretty bad fires right now, so our outdoor air quality is less than awesome. But that's definitely in the works, just trying to extend that out. We made a push last month at our workout to try and get everyone to bring a friend. So hoping we might have bigger numbers this month, which I think our workout is next weekend, if I remember correctly.
It is the 25th.
Yeah.
The 25th, okay. So yeah, we're just trying to get everyone on board, spread the beast word out there. I think we're getting a little bit bigger every time. We have one from California that's getting ready to move up the last workout. She's part of a beast OCR now too. So.
I think now with the summer being over and Seattle coming up closer, a lot more people are like actually training a lot harder and stuff like that. We just had Boise, you know, back in June. So we're growing that population there, getting people ready and excited to travel too.
Yep.
Yeah. I was looking at our membership report. And since January, we've had over 60 people from the Boise area join the team since January alone, which is crazy. It's huge growth. And thanks for being there to support me, guys.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great to see beasts grow. It's great to talk to people all over the area down there when I'm in and out of Boise or even in the surrounding areas. Always talking to people about it. They see the bracelets and it's great. Like, I think that's a great tool that gets people talking. We actually just had breakfast, and as we were walking out of breakfast, like, of course all of us are wearing Spartan stuff, right? Because Sunday. Oh, did you guys race yesterday? And she's raced every year in Washougal, and it was, I think, boyfriend or husband's first race, and he had a great time. So yeah, to see the growth everywhere we go is huge.
That's so cool. Awesome. Well, thanks. I appreciate sharing. That is awesome. I think we need to get more bracelets. Things out like candy. And, we're always out in like a week.
They're like the greatest business tool or growth tool ever. They're huge. I give mine away a lot of times when I usually have a couple on my wrist because it's like,
That's a really cool feeling when you like when you're racing or you meet somebody and you just take it off your wrist and you're like, here you go. Like, this is
absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, any other thoughts on Idaho? Anything else you guys want to share? Just
sorry, I had to truck drove by. I couldn't hear. You said getting closer to the phone.
That's great.
Compressed natural gas.
We were kind of talking about this with workouts up here and workouts in all of our different areas. Trying to make, depending, Sorry, Lorenzo's phone is telling me his data usage is getting close to data usage.
Holy hell!
So, we'll just go ahead and wrap that part up.
I'm back now. This does pertain to me a little bit.
So, yeah, if you're ever in another area and our workouts are all posted, like, come to another town and see. Like, we'd love to get more of our beasts up here to come to Idaho Movement Academy. Like, anyone wants to just take a random trip to Boise? Nah. It'd be fun.
No one wants to visit you, sir.
Yeah. So. I dig it. All right, thanks, ladies. I appreciate it. If you don't mind,
Mike says you need to
until we got to use Lorenzo's. We got to get Lorenzo on before he runs out of data,
yep.
Real quick.
Okay, we'll see you guys later.
Then too, but then I get up working. Hey,
Mike's the 12th.
Oh, what's up, man?
I do need
half a gig left.
All right. What's that? What's going on?
You got half a gig left.
I got plenty. We'll be all right. I can probably pay like whatever for a little bit more. We're good. What's going on?
We'll help you. Hey, man, tell me a little bit about Oregon, what's been happening in Oregon lately. I know you also have been doing brute force bulk order. Tell me what are you doing? What's Crazy Zane doing in the background over there? What's next for Oregon?
You know, Oregon lately has just been kind of... We just went through May and June, I think, if I remember right. Yeah, May and June of just racing pretty much every weekend, and we had a lot of growth through that. We had a bunch of terrain races, Rugged Maniac, Warrior Dash, all that came through, and a couple spilled out into Seattle. We went up there for one of those terrain races. But so we've had a lot of growth in as far as members gone, or members are going. Going forward, I'm still working on trying to get something down south to like the Salem guys, Salem and Eugene area. Same struggle that you guys are dealing with up there in Seattle, or northern Washington. I mean, you guys way bigger, way larger numbers and way spread out. I shouldn't have a problem on the I-5 corridor, but it's just coordinating all that. I mean, it is something that needs to take some time to do. So there's that. I really would like to see a WOD down south of us in Salem, but we're working on it. I'm working with some of the guys down there who are down that way. As far as brute force order, just wrapping up the final details on that. It was race weekend. Been working hard on some stuff on my end. I've got a full-time job as well, so it's like, you know, work, training, putting forth my stuff. So but yeah, now I'm wrapping up that order. That's all done and taken care of. I'm just finalizing for everybody who did go through on that order, which is awesome. You're in for a really good treat, because Brute Force makes a truly quality product, made here in the United States, and it's one of my favorite tools to work out with. So yeah, that's for Brute Force. If you haven't ordered one or are interested in ordering one, get a hold of myself, Adam, Kim. Kim's another ambassador as well. I think there's probably another one out there that I'm at. Brian's an ambassador, I think. Yep. So yeah, get a hold of one of us. We're all Brute Force ambassadors, and yeah, we'll get you hooked up. Oregon, what else is going on for Oregon? You know what, Oregon's kind of gonna quiet down, I think, a little bit with the amount of races. I don't think there's anything much left coming up as far as OCR goes. I mean, a lot of road races and stuff like that coming up. So we've got, you know, most of us will be up north in Seattle for the Beast next month, Tough Mudder next month. We'll kind of cruise down to Tahoe and stuff like that. We've got our Beast squad on the 1st of next month. Something that I've been doing this summer with the B-Squad, with Zane, we've been highlighting local coaches and trainers in the area. So they've taken either the entire workout or a portion of it. We've had Ryan Pollan, who's a up-and-coming trainer, personal trainer. He has a gym he works at and everything. He's been leading a couple of the workouts, portions, stuff like that. We've just had a couple of people get in there, and pro team guys. Patrick just got his certified personal trainer certification stuff. So he led the workout. I want to highlight the people in our community and make sure that you know.
Awesome.
Throughout the month, like, hey, I'm only here once a month to help facilitate this with the help of Roadrunner Sports.
if you want more, which, you know, who doesn't, there's people out there who do this for a living, and definitely want to make sure people know who those are.
Yeah, I love it. Anything else, Mr. Zane, man?
No.
Around Oregon or anything else you want to go over?
If anybody is interested, obviously we'd, you know, we kind of not necessarily like credential, but if you know, you're knowledgeable about what you're doing, working out, training, if you know, you're kind of in the Salem area or something. I know Heather, a couple of you guys are down there. If you're passionate and you want to try to help us put together a monthly WOD down there, by all means, reach out to us and let's figure something out. If we can help you write a game plan, or you can utilize some of our old workout plans that we've got down on paper, anything we can do to try to help move things a little further south so that a lot of you are able to be involved monthly with something like that and kind of help grow that area as well. I think that's really important. We would like to see more growth in Oregon. And it's harder for us to get down there a lot. It's a little bit of a drive. So yeah, if somebody wants to help facilitate that, reach out to us, let us know, and we'll see what we can work on.
Yeah, like Heather Rook and Alex Rook.
Yeah.
You guys are being volunteered. Go talk to Zane and Lawrence. You like that? That was good.
Yeah, if you were at the spring yesterday and you had any part in any pastries and those cookies that were up there, that was Heather. Man, yeah.
Might get the opposite effect of a workout, hanging out with those two.
Yeah. Let's come out, burn some calories, and put them back on.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Oh, she's in. She's in. Look at that.
Done.
She volunteers as a tribute.
We'll be in touch. We'll be in touch.
I love it. Oh, there you go. Well, I know you guys got to get going, and I know this thing has gone a little bit longer than we thought. I really dig this format.
I can hang out with you guys all day. Are you kidding me? I did yesterday.
It's like 10-minute calls to turn into 30 minutes.
Yeah, like you. Hey. Every phone call, I'm like, yeah, 5 minutes, and it's an hour later. Sorry, man. So really quickly, I guess, anything you guys want to say or share, and we can kind of wrap up a little bit early / now, or does anybody have any questions that they want to ask these crazy guys and myself?
Good morning.
We'll take a few questions. Also with us, we've got the Idaho girls that I grabbed for you guys appropriately, and I've got Rachel here too. So if you guys have any questions for guys who are hanging out here in Portland,
oh yeah, grab Rachel, bring her in.
Appropriate questions.
Yeah, appropriately grab, please.
Yes. No, 5 months. Only 5 people watching right now, so we'll keep track of comments
that
come in as we get off here, and we'll make comments on it and reply.
So, yeah, I'm in, man.
Cool, man. And we should do the AMAs this more often.
Did Rachel run
this
away?
Little picture-in-picture. I like this. This is cool.
Yeah.
It's super cool. I dig it. Well, thanks for everything, guys. Thanks for the time. I appreciate you guys in the middle of breakfast coming and hanging out. Heather, you're welcome. Happy Beast-iversary, Alex and Heather.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody at breakfast, Mike and Amy, too, over in Puyallup, Olympia, wherever you guys are at. Thank you so much for the time. Let's do more of these.
Definitely.
All right. Hey, thanks, everyone. You guys take care. We'll see you soon.
Later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook or at beastocr.com.